All right, MPFL Tatafu, another episode. Yes, then we carry calm. And yes, we don't know the champions for the Nigerian Professional Football League for the 2020-2021 season. Shout out! I mean, Mela Karanvo. No, I don't know what that one means, anyways. Oguai United, Oguai, Oguai. Yes, that's fantastic. They don't win the league. We'll talk about Accra United and their success story for the NPFL this season. And then, now the final match day now with the enter show, we'll see the teams where go relegation confirmed, because the final set of matches is not go easy for Ezekiel. We don't get two teams without relegate already. We'll find out who will be the remaining two. And then, for the top three, we know who will be number one, Accra United. Which people could finish for top three? Now, photo finish, now we would call and fight to the end, to the last wire. This is MPFL Tatafu. My name is Sawadino. I get Timi, I get Swore, as usual, and straight up, we enter into the banter. Timi, no surprises. Accra United, since the second half of the season, the moment they climbed, enter number one spot, they no drop from that number one spot again. I think maybe only once, now they come up from number one spot, they maintain that position till the end of the season, and deservedly champions of the season.
Yeah, you guys give them to them. I feel say these champions, now champions will be say everybody, nobody feel gain say, like, yeah, nobody feel talk say they use one thing,
no Joro, Wayo, Mago,
understand? Don't you say then get somebody inside NFF, you're going to talk, say, okay, at them, help them lobby, all those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And a team will be say go 18 matches unbeaten, Moku, no forget.
Of course, set
then
new record.
Set record. So, and a team will be say the credentials where they put down, it really follow based on what they don't achieve this season.
Yeah.
Team will get 16 clean sheets.
Yeah.
Team will be saying that they'll be one of the highest scoring side for the league. Team will be saying they get one of the highest goal scorers for the league.
Exactly.
Team will be saying they lose one of their key players mid season.
Leading scorer at the time.
And they still make sure, say, they no miss them, they no feel them, they no lose goals, they no say they consider they drop in form. So for me, I feel say they be deserve champions. No matter what anybody want talk, say one thing, two things, three things, four things about their experience of CAF Champions League. The truth of the matter be say they don't win the league.
Yes.
And as they don't win the league like this, from here on, now okay, how many now feel they win maybe in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? You understand? Because they're very good squad and then get good backing. Then get a governor, we say they support them financially.
Yeah.
Then get a chairman, we say you understand what it means to play football. You don't be technical director. You don't be something for CAF.
I won't technical come to a football instructor. Matter because I mean, already they're very clear.
Yeah,
say he won't win the league.
So now exciting times for every Accra United fan, every Accra Ibomite. Now you know, a fantastic time for them.
Yeah.
Don't forget, say this same Accra United. Now team, we say that they struggle for a while to win this league.
Yeah, success.
Exactly. But the lucky thing for them now, say in as much as they no win those league titles during those years, maybe say that they try struggle for them.
Yeah.
Maybe say almost like 2, 3, 4 years they were consecutively finishing for number three position, number two position, number three, number like that. But at those period in time, then they win Federation Cup. So we just give them to them. These guys, they don't do very far. Since the year 2014, I will talk, yes, because I think now since then, they don't say they show forth, say, they be one contest for title, they won't say they contest for the league. So I feel, say, finally, you guys give them to them. They don't try. Deserve champions, worthy champions.
Yeah.
But now, the worry now, and I say, what did they go do for continent?
After now, what next for continent? So, Shapali, Kennedy Boboye, like play, don't win the Nigerian Professional Football League 2 times as a coach. One with Plateau United, and now with Accra United. If he didn't do them before, he'd be like, saying now, film tricks. He don't do them again. Undoubtedly now, we're going to reason Boboye matter as one of the best coaches on the land.
Oh, sorry. Not be saying that one of the best. In modern Nigerian football club history, I feel like Boboye is the best. Now, from your results, from clap, it is the enter dance. Now, from sometimes the smell of the jollof, now in the leg, you know whether the jollof, you go bomb. And it come It won't die. Mm. I'm very, see, I try to hold myself, making up like I stand up, begin day like, because the man a man. I even they get one small tata form, they say, it be like people don't, they can't even the Ozulam from outside Nigeria. And of course they will, because the way they do one, we talked on the last episode, with the way they do with Plateau, it was a different style of football. And we think they do now with Akwa, a different style of football. So in the show, say, in the space of not so many years, in feet, Oyibo go say, acclimatize. In feet, strategize and re-strategize. If he pivot, that's not what you need from a manager, because he show us a in game management, season management, player management on check. And you don't need the greatest of people. I mean, it only just a couple of, I mean, they have a Ghanaian player there, I think a Guinean player. I think those names give you only two foreigners when you get. But now one of the squads when you get foreign players for inside your squad. And we know your story. We know your story. When they talk about what be this guy when did their management Etuku Abina?
Etubombasi. Yeah.
You see the thing when we say happen with having somebody when they visionary, you don't do for the calf side, you don't see how far.
Yes.
In can jump somebody when we say in just one coach a team, may they play with you want.
Yeah, exactly.
It just become a marriage made perfect. It's almost like what happened with Mpitso Motsimane again.
And Alakli.
And Alakli. So now something like that, let me say, we fit it, you still get level. Forget say, for me, when people they say, and they don't get her now, they can't just sustain it, it not consign me. They get her. And like to me, you talk, they don't get federation before, so they don't they show say, they don't build the thing. Two, if you ask me, say, so, and they go Champions League now, they can't lose God. It not consign me.
Well, that one will depend on the number of players where they will fit, keep, retain, because
I think they will fit keep so at least three, four players fit come out from this
one. Not about keeping, whether the players will they even get the experience for continent.
For continent, exactly.
Because the only person why they see their way beside fit say get experience, maybe Badebo and Fon Udo. The all others, I don't know. I think their captain also. I don't know whether I follow them.
Follow. Friday. Friday played the continental.
That one the captain will leave the cup, self. That one, I think he not himself for the club.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter, Sahabi, say, in as much as they be champions, we guys realize, say, possibilities, they say, the next person we go follow them go to Champions League, Phoebe, another rookie.
Okay.
And what did that one mean, be say, if they don't do well for Champions League, our ratings will drop.
Yeah, well, for Nigeria.
Our coefficient points will drop. So now there be my own worry. So in as much as would they praise them now, they don't do well, they don't do fantastic things for Akwa Ibom, they must also carry and go continent. We don't want to see flashes. We don't want to see team where we say, go enter continent, jabble for first round, go Confederation Cup, go steal. You understand what I mean? Okay. So the fact, say, my point be say, I know they say they don't go fit do well, But the what thing I want to be say, my see this continuity of success.
Yeah, consistency.
You understand? Not be say you just win league. Okay, we don't achieve the highest. We could just relax. No, there has to be a consistency. Remember when Enyimba, when they win the league title, Oji Kalu been talking for the year 2001. He talks saying that the club go first win CAF Champions League.
Yeah.
We take him as joke.
Yeah.
That year they don't win league title, but the next year they win league title. Then go Champions League, not do well. Until 2003.
2 years later.
2 years later. And after that year, they still win them again the next year. So that consistency of result, we get to see them with Akwa United. And the reason why they talk this one, Sawana, because Akwa United are the most funded, like consistently funded club.
And they don't get problems with their international trips.
Exactly.
You know, because they get Ibom Air now. And exactly. All of
so
that.
They're not supposed to get problems. And also, like we mentioned, then gets the man, Paul Bassey, elder Paul Bassey. Very experienced man for continent with CAF.
Yeah.
You don't do walk-ins too with some Nigerian NFF and the rest of them. So we're not supposed to get problem at all in terms of flying these players going from one venue to another. The Coco be say we guys do well for Champions League. Now my own worry be that in all of this, they guys do well for Champions League.
They go do well. I get the faith that they go do well because, like I said, now from club they the enter dance. Yeah. You know, when they graduate from one level to the other, they don't skip steps.
Okay.
You talk something when we say the key, and that is something we need to note very well. This not club when we say not depend on LMC for points. They have never done that. To the best of my knowledge, they play the game to the way they fit play them, and this time it worked for them because there was not too many people trying to outwit them because they give the gap. So they go do very well for me.
All right, so they're very confident. So that now the table Akwa United 71 points, nobody go fit catch them because the highest way Nasarawa United go fit get now 68 points if they win their last match of the season. And then that battle between Nasarawa United, Kano Pillars, and Rivers United would be very strong, not forgetting Enyimba, because technically, Akwara United still day in the mix. technically for top two finish. They're still there in the mix because they're just 3 points separate them and Nasarawa United. But whether they go fit to one. Before we come to that top three analysis, maybe we just run through the results of the match day 37 where we get, we confirm Akwa United as champions, then beat MFM 5-2, Charles Ashimene with hat-trick to taking goals tally for the season to 18 goals, just 2 goals shy of 20. And of course, that one will be 4 goals shy of Mfon Udo record, all-time record. So, 5-2-9, Akwa United beat Mountain of Fire. Plateau United beat Dakada 2-0. Katsina United then beat Abia Warriors. Abia Warriors, they see they play with that relegation. Warri Wolves win Heartland 1-0.
Can you say it again?
That result for put Heartland for trouble, but Heartland, we could still talk about their relegation struggles. Jigawa United, Jigawa Golden Stars beat Ifeanyi Ubah. Of course, confirm Ifeanyi Ubah relegation. And Adamawa then lose to Kwara United 2-0. Adamawa don't get anything to play for. They don't already go relegation. Nasarawa United beat Enugu Rangers 3-0 to dent blow to Enugu Rangers any hope of continent. Eyimba play 1-1 with Sunshine Stars. If yes. not, Eyimba for they at least now don't put themselves for Champions League positions, while Caterpillars then beat Wiki Torres 2-1 and Rivers United then beat Lobi Stars 1-0. So sharply make we look the effect of this result on that table, the top three finish. Eyimba with that draw stay on 63 points, number 5 position out of the top 3. Meanwhile, they for day 65 points if they for beat Sunshine Stars, we see they find way to survive this season. Now, Rivers United, Eyimba, Caterpillars, Nasarawa United, we'll sharply see the games where these top 5, top 6 teams go play for the next round of matches to know who and who go fit survive. Now, Eyimba, they play away to Dakada FC. Kwara United, they home to Katsina United. Rivers United themselves, then they away to Sunshine Stars where they battle relegation. Caterpillars themselves, then they away to Heartland where also fit technically go relegation, because we see miracles for Nigerian football sometimes. Somebody will need 16 goals for final days, score 17. So, Swamo starts first. For that top three, based on these fixtures,
I'm on top three. Go tight, man. Tell you why, because Sunshine Stars and they fight for their lives.
For their lives, and they play Rivers. So,
this game, I'm not sure. Say it could be a straight win for Rivers that they look at as a draw, because if Sunshine still show the grit when they take show for Eyimba and for Eyimba house for that matter, when they reach their own house, they know. The other day we're talking about it for the other episode. IBC football already switched for their states. If they lose guard on this one, that means no option of a Southern derby anymore. It will really be bad.
Sunshine Stars go almost take them relegation.
A draw for Sunshine Stars, at least go take, go drag them small, they come out. See, because it go take, see, Torres,
43. What if Wiki Torres? See, a draw 43. Now you go give them. What if Wiki Torres get 1 point?
We got manager. There's Jigawa Stars. There's Jigawa Golden Stars. If you see Godi difference, go difference.
Minus 12. Jigawa is ahead of them.
Wahala, wow. See, now we they need to. Eguma, not sure. So, but I shall say, you see, if they have to go down, they could go down fighting. That game could be very, very tough. So, both teams get something to lose. And I feel like Sunshine, because of the home advantage, physical advantage. But you see this one with Caterpillars and Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's another Udu game again. Because for me, I feel like our brother Lechuku, this is where Ingo Lai pick from. You know, say Lechuku, for the other teams, meet table, you know, they too, they get sense like that. But when it comes to those big, big clubs, he likes that energy of, I take down these big clubs. So I feel like Caterpillars, they're not getting a wish of a prayer for inside the way. We forget all those their issues when they get, see, they never pay us, they never pay, they never do. Now, as they did, they know they travel. They go just use the take pick point, take pick form.
All right. A win for Sunshine Stars and Wiki Torres go almost drag Heartland down to relegation if they lose to Caterpillars. Timmy? So, potential big fight. Then for Dakada United, they don't really get anything to play for. So, Eyimba fit motivate themselves. Go there, go win. So, Timmy, look at
yeah, they pay for Dakada, salary.
Eyimba, Heartland, and Caterpillars game. And that game for Kwara United, the Kwara United game, they will listen, I show 3 points.
Because not only them, they
not only them, they home for the teams where they battle for top three.
Voila. So, when you say that Eyimba of 2 seasons ago or 3 seasons ago, now for say they go pick points away for Uyo. But this Eyimba side, no, they even pick points for house.
No, obviously,
then they pick maximum points.
Champions League exit.
So, now the worry for me now, say, How am I sure say they will go there, go pick 3 points? Because I really wish Emeka Enyimba go CAF Champions League, honestly speaking.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter be say, Enyimba never show us. They never give us that
hunger.
Not be even hunger. That form.
Know them.
Yes, that form. That consistency of form. We say they go there for a long time, win matches.
Yeah.
They win matches, all those things. But I don't know whether it go possible, but it is very possible. Say the fee can't go there, go shock everybody, pick the 3 points. Mm. Like you mentioned, I feel Kwara United, now them get the easiest. Their house, win your 3 points. Mm. Once you win your 3 points, you're almost there. Say you go continent.
Yeah.
Whether or not you like it. But you see Nasarawa United and Kano Pillars. I feel Kano Pillars now go get the easiest because Nasarawa United go they play Abia Warriors, so go they won't try avoid relegation too.
Yeah, because Abia Warriors right now then they
45.
14 for table.
Okay, they 14, know, 44. 14, exactly. Points. So they're not gonna lose that match because they know say if Sunshine get 45 points, you go topple them.
Yeah.
If Ifeanyi Ubah lose to Warri Wolves, well, they will get 44 points.
Yeah.
Now maybe they'll come to use goal advantage, take the pass Warri Wolves. If you gotta go this star self, go pick points. Away from home, like 3 points, you go draw them. So they're gonna look, say, at all, Moku could get draw against Kano Pillars. Moku, they safe, you understand. So I feel say that match go tough. Against Nasarawa United, I feel say it go tough, But in the end, I just feel say maybe Nasarawa United no go feel do enough to go continent. I the feel say last now, Enyimba go feel do am. If they go fit pick those 3 points, because if you look at them critically, Kano Pillars with Hardland, I don't know the kind of Kano Pillars where go show face for Owerri. But the truth of the matter, we say, apart from Kwara United, we go follow go continent, whether or not we like them here.
Yes.
Because if they win that match, surely they go either may they go CAF Confederations Cup or may they go CAF Champions, they must go one.
Yes.
You understand? So Enyimba and Kwara United most likely might just be the team where go nip him.
All of them, they now photo finish.
They feel good.
So now, like, I want to ask you this question. Now, this kind of time where LMC supposed make sure, say,
we they wash out the match at the same time. Match,
okay, even though say we don't fit, realistically, we cannot. But every match, we don't dare talk about referees that we do. Jury later, we'll come here, say those referees, they don't suspend them.
Suspend them.
All of that, blah, 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 blah. But we know, say, this time, now crunch time. I go talk as it be. Now, this time, we envelope with the exchange hands.
Big ones.
For this match, the 38.
Fat envelope.
Fat envelope. What? Go the exchange hands. As LMC or Ga, where you be now for the next 2 minutes or 1 minute, we go talk. So, what waiting you supposed to do?
But the matter no hard. I never reach 1 minute. So I go run around that 30 second short time. You're supposed to make sure, say, you get people when we say they're on disciplinary body. People when we say go, they investigate, they monitor for all people when we say go day for inside the referee work.
Yeah.
The guys when you go carry now, guys when we say you make sure say now, guys when we say they get a clean sheet of not doing too many mago. Mm. And you know what? Isolate if you need to isolate. We don't see them already for Europe. They isolate referees for certain matches. Mm. Seriously. They isolate players for certain matches. Mm. So for this one, you know the importance of this one because you know what maybe see that story of that they play while you play while you enter this one. You want a clean slate. So you know, say when the season end, they go say we ended it on a clean slate. Mm. Now the momentum will take build into the next one. Mm. So for me, a disciplinary monitoring board, people will say go shukai for matter. Mm. Isolate your referees or the officials.
Security.
And make sure they come. Mm. Are they come? I talk security, Abi. For each center, because you know how vested each person go there. Take a Sunshine's game now with Rivers now. Rivers go be there, they say Sunshine's go there, okay for inside, correct? No. So make sure say that 50 security men, when business supposed to do for stadium, in fact, put 75. Make sure say people there for each match center so that we no go yes, they should be the mama fly. Because honestly, I'm tired of hearing bad story. We don't win medals. It's a good day. Please.
Well, I don't know.
Let them just enforce the law. The law is there.
What's not happened before for this season, Sawa? So you don't give me encouraging signals.
At all.
We will get fair ending to this thing what they talk about. Yeah. Because like I'm or not, I wish say it go possible.
Yeah.
But me, I know say no possible.
Aspire to perspire, my brother.
You understand?
Possible Sawa, to do it in.
The truth be say, okay, take for instance, Sunshine Stars Rivers United game. And they give you exclusive now, say two of them will try bribe the referee.
Of course, now.
The two teams.
Of course.
That one a normal team.
I don't talk about me and I say brown envelope. Which
other one gets significant?
All those teams where they are away. Kano Pillars, Nasarawa United, or where they find Continental, Enyimba. All of them.
So the idea of say whether you want to make the referee blow up fair of the fair game or fair match. It go there very difficult.
And the referees themselves go one cash out.
But the referees, they never pay their finish.
They go one cash out.
They know that the last day of the season, but this, they never, okay, they say they pay them some weeks.
They give them some weeks.
After they come out to come cry through media. But Sawa, me and you know, say, when you see brown envelope, we'll be, might give you.
I have honor.
We not give you gist. Give me gist.
I'm not going to mention the guy.
No, I'm not mentioning him.
The man, more or less, my say, be Chiamo of the club.
Yeah.
In they tell the referee, say, you don't see this kind of money before for your life. You don't want to carry this money, go house.
Exactly.
They tell the referee,
yes,
life and direct, they give him the envelope, say, you don't carry this money, this kind of money, go house before.
Mm.
Now, if that kind of person, they will be saying him, not chairman, he get access to money, and he don't see the referee, they will say, go blow him mad.
Yeah.
Wait, he stop and to go meet the referee, that same referee, and say, guy, you don't see this kind of money before.
Exactly.
You understand? So, my own worry, no, be say whether they go put people there, we go watch, we go do a match, make sure say the match is not rigged up. Baba, we know these things. These referees, they go, they'll be enticed to this money. Right. And for the fact they never pay them, now more worry for
now me. Now make I say isolate. We don't see
how you won't take Nigeria isolate.
So even the referees don't go let you isolate them. So now so the matter said be for relegation battle, now so it be. I mean relegation, those was a fight for their life. I don't know why United don't come out. If I don't come out, in fact, if I go they easier. Because they don't get anything to play for.
They feel dash worry was.
They feel dash the worry was point. Worry was just tell them say, oh more, muna hold this one, use it on a side.
Not be lying.
They just dash their points. Sorry, we need to allege. Now from what we don't see, now we need to talk. We need to try to paint some.
No surprise, you know? Worry was if he go down. They will come back by slot.
We don't see that one too. Yes, teams buy slot as well.
Is it our fault?
You know, Sunshine Stars, all
is
of them.
Is it our fault?
So that's what the matter to be.
It might be cheaper to buy a slot than grab the referee.
Who even get money there? If I buy, Worry was get money.
If their other become governor.
Yes.
If he buy slots. If the other become governor. If you go meet Jigawa, tell them say,
Baba, more end this thing.
So that's all. This season, the end. Tomorrow, and then we'll get IT Cup final, Bayelsa United and Nasarawa United. Nasarawa United and Bayelsa United. Bayelsa United, Shock Rivers United for the semi-final. Chance for Stanley Gouma. This near success syndrome. See, they pursued Stanley Gouma since Dolphins evolved to Rivers United. Stanley Gouma still never win. He said he wait for his first title with Rivers United. He don't win the league with Dolphins. And of course, he don't get success stories with Ayimba self. So I took up final on Sunday. We answered that matter for Bini between Bayelsa United. We already go get promotion to the Premiership. And if they win this one already, they go continent. And that will be one of the questions we Timmy they worry about. Whether they will feel do well for continent, meaning the Congo affect our coefficient for continent. But one thing I go feel assure you here, and I say Bayelsa state government have been putting money for ground.
They get money
when it comes to that matter.
And the only judge, and not forget, Bayelsa United, they be former MPFL campaigners.
Of course,
they've been there inside MPFL before. So
and they don't get Bayelsa don't produce team. They don't win the MPFL title. Ocean Boys.
Yeah. And then they get very good boys when they play for them. Boys
if he
carry them enter final for the Federation Cup or ITU Cup final. Means say they get very good squad. Like you don't talk now. Very critical final. Nasarawa United no say if they lose their match for MPFL against Abia Warriors, chance still there for them to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
You understand? So that chance now say win this league or win the Federation Cup.
Yeah.
But for Bayelsa United, they no say no get any other chance to go continent than making sure say they win that cup.
Yeah. And,
you understand?
And what a success story could be.
Promotion and continent.
Triple promotion.
Sweet one for them. So for me, I feel say Bayelsa United, in as much as they be NNL side in quotes, they know they be lesser, they come from the lesser league.
Mm.
The truth be say, then get money to spend for continent. Me, I go prefer to even see them
for
continent. Because then get that money to spend. Yeah.
For that side now.
You grab. So then get that clout, that financial backing to fit spend. But the teams like Nasarawa United, where they gone for title, I go also like me then win them. So it's set for a very fantastic final. Now, final, we say everybody go like to watch. And from what I don't hear, they say they go show for TV.
Yes.
So now final, we say everybody go sit down and enjoy. Moku see the best of football. Moku see what Bayelsa United don't do. Then come on, Rivers United. I see they talk and say, Stanley Egumana coach, we say, then suppose all sack and season. I don't know what team they wait for.
Community chance.
I don't know.
Now what you want here? Now make I tell you.
No, I don't know
the kind thing where we saying the Welsh. You don't talk
about community chairs now. Now what you want here? I don't tell you.
Now what? Now what? Now what?
So that's all the batter we take be for that ITU Cup final. Nasarawa United and Bayelsa United for Benin. Hopefully, we'll see beautiful football like then take talk. And well, this one I will just talk about in passing because last week edition we tell una about players, contract, wages, and wahala. We see drama. We have more for worry. When Heartland they go play worry wolves. Julius Ubido block Heartland boss, team boss. Say una need to go anywhere. The former before captain block Arsenal team, Heartland team boss. Say they need to go anywhere. Until they, because they owe him money.
They say he sees the boss.
He sees the boss. Let me say.
The carry boys come.
The players enter bike. They enter Okada. They go their match venue. I mean, if you do online on Instagram and some other places, you can all see some of these videos. How disgraceful! We're going to talk about players' rights. How to take care of players. How to take care of even athletes. Because even Olympics will go. The news of the year. My brother, more not talk. More not go that side. So, no worry. That's all the matter take happen for that Heartland game. The players use bike, go stadium. In fact, it was inevitable that they were going to lose that match.
Enter 2-2 for the bike, sir.
2-2.
If I enter 2 for bike, I know my waist, they shift.
So, we could just leave them. Sharply swore. We could go our star boy, Charles Ashimene. Goals, hat-trick for the final match day to give Akwa United that fantastic 5-2 victory. We confirm them as champions. And now, Charles Ashimene don't score 18 goals for the season. You see, saying if you reach 20, although you get somebody with a chase and back to back, which of them did 18, Silas, one for Panasarawa. You know, Naim did the chase before, Naim don't overtake now. So, Charles Ashimene, star boy, I'm not saying your guy. What's up?
I like say finally we end this last episode for this season with man when we say official picture because I don't have to do star boy for boys and need to see their chest.
We never end. Next week we go end.
Oh yeah, we don't end that sharp. But the point now say we don't go back to how we started, which is fine boys showing picture. I like say Ashimene pick the right time to begin the pick. It just shows the kind of hard work you don't do. When you do the hard work and you stay in the moment, your time go come. Some of the tapping goes when you get in though they smell and before you go score one. Yeah, go score today, go score three now. And it was brilliant to watch. So I like that ginger. I really hope saying I'm one of the people who go stay for Aqua because I feel like the Nigerian professional football league will benefit from the kind of rivalry when people like him and Silas Wanko get from different parts of Nigeria. So good one for him. Next week we'll go do Silas Wanko again because that guy has been amazing. Just last week he caught my ticket, but he still tried that.
Fantastic. All right, so now so we will take end this edition of MPF Tatafu. Once again, congratulations to Aqua United and congratulations to Etubom Bassi, the chairman of the side. Fantastic. Coach Kennedy Baboye and everybody, the government and people of Akwa Ibom State. Akwa Ibom is on this na MPFL Tatafo. Football Republic.